Drive Time Sport on CRY 104 FM.
Of course, the weekend's point-to-point action came to a conclusion yesterday in Drumahan. Some good racing there. But of course, there's more weekend week action this week. Of course, we'll be looking forward to the action at Inch on Wednesday afternoon. Has a 1:30 start. Oh, 25 years at Inch as well. I'm delighted to say James Hannan, who's fresh from a winner yesterday in Drumahan, is joining us on the line. And James, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Hi Patrick, no bother.
Hope you're keeping well, James. And as I say, you're fresh from a winner. Very nice winner yesterday for yourself in Drumahan.
Yeah, lovely winner. He won it very well, 5-year-old gelding. He had a run in Knockinair earlier in the year, big horse. He might have taken the run, and when he took the run the first day, I thought he ran very, very well that day, even though I pulled him up, just got a little tired up the hill. But there was no getting tired yesterday. He knew his job. He galloped him into the ground and he won very, very well. A horse for the future, maybe.
Hopefully indeed. What's his name?
Ida's boy
from the Eamon Gallagher Yard.
Hello again, it was nice for Eamon to get the winner yesterday. Eamon again does a lot of pre-training, a lot of breaking, and he works hard at the game, so it's lovely to see. And Dave Dineen that owned him didn't have the great kick out of it. It's nice to see the people that have a bit of sport out of the game too. It's gone very commercial and they loved it. They knocked the right kick out of it yesterday, so it was lovely to see.
Great to see. Just to go through the results yesterday, James, if you wanted to throw in a comment, just butt in. But the opening race, that was the 4-year-old maiden. The auction race, of course, Bob Hope for young Sean O'Rourke and Cormac Doyle team. Good winner of the opening race. The second race, a winner for Declan Queeley, who's in superb form this season, James, with the Robert Turner trained Tour Castle, a very impressive winner of the Mayor's Maiden.
That's right. Declan is after having a brilliant year with the training, and I joked to him yesterday. I said he's after winning so many races now this year training. He's riding an awful amount of McGinn now at the moment, gone back riding. So Declan is excellent. He gets the job done, and they combined yesterday. She won very, very well now.
The third race for the record was the 5-year-old gelding's maiden, of course, as we mentioned, James Hannan steering home Ida's Boy, the Dubai Destination gelding, trained by Eamon Gallagher, winning by a very impressive 8 lengths. The Mayor's winners are two. Another winner for the Gerry Kelleher trained Mae Fitz's Madonna after picking up a very decent win up in Leash last time. And another good win for Michael O'Sullivan, who we had on Friday afternoon. I think that's his 15th winner of the season, though.
Yeah, I think Michael actually, I'm fairly sure he lost his claim yesterday. He's not claiming 5 anymore, so he's...
Yeah.
After really stepping up this year, geez, Michael is a very good lad to ride, and he's taking all his opportunities. He's getting a lot of opportunities at the moment, and he's definitely grasping all the opportunities he's getting anyway at the moment. And I think that was her third win in a row yesterday, so she's gone well. Mikey Keller is always good to train him, and Mikey and Jerry, and they won't run him unless they're right, so it was great from yesterday.
Yeah, and she'll head now for the Mayor's Hunter Chase at the Cork Race Course in Mallow. Very interesting to see how she will get on there. Open lightweight, a shock result in the open lightweight yesterday. Andrew Phelan steering home his second winner for David Harry Kelly this time. A horse called Black Lock.
Yeah, he jumped out. He made all the running. He actually looked very impressive yesterday again, relishing the conditions. He seemed to love him. He made every yard a winning Paul yesterday, and Andrew gave him a great ride. Andrew looked actually very polished yesterday, sits up very well. He's a lad that'll get plenty of opportunities after that, hopefully.
Okay, good to hear that. And the 5-year-old Jason Maiden, last race in the card, went to the local connections, Louis Archdeacon and Mikey O'Connor, who steered home the must-meet gelding Barrack Hill to win by 3/4 of a length.
Yeah, Barrack Hill has been knocking in the door over all year, and lovely for Eugene. Again, Eugene's a good trainer and a great grafter. He, again, has been knocking the door over all year, and he was well entitled to win that yesterday.
Okay, and we're going to have a look forward now to the action on Wednesday, James, and so some superb racing indeed, good entry as well, and kicking off with the first race of the 25th anniversary of Inch races, and the first race in the card is the 4-year-old Mayor's Maiden. We've got an entry of 29 here, James.
That's right. I think just depending on the rain and the ground and what people are on now, it looks like we could even have 3 divides in Inch tomorrow, the 4-year-old Mayor's, the 4-year-old geldings, and maybe the Mayor's Maiden as well. I think there'll be definitely 2, maybe 3 divides there tomorrow. 4-year-old Mayor's, again, a lot of form to go with. David O'Brien is a mare in it. Minx Tiara, and she was 3rd in Dora on her first run. She ran very, very well on her first run. She should take a bit of beating. And Danica Doyle is a mare in a Get In Robin. She was 3rd. She was lying in 3rd when she fell at the last in Eleanor Broderick's and Ballyarter a few weeks ago on soft conditions. So if the ground did turn up soft, she'll relish him as well, and she should take a bit of beating, hopefully. But plenty of ones in it with first time old form, all from big stables. Again, depending what turns up and whether it divides or not, but probably going to be very competitive. These 4-year-old mares races are very competitive because they're well targeted, fellas wait for them. And so probably going to be a very good race either division.
Okay, what about the 4-year-old Geldings Maiden? That's the second race in the card. We've got 40 entered here.
Yeah, 40 entered here. There was a few came out of this over the weekend. I see Scobie Fitzgerald had one that was third, and I think Danica Doyle had one that won out of it up in the north. Plenty of form again. Colin Bow again. They're all, Colin is brilliant. He's winning a lot of these 4-year-old races. He is a horse that was second in Portrush. John Nellan has two entered in it, and he's one that was third in Ballinaboole and Manila Wizard. He ran very, very well first time out. Not a lot of form again to go with, but a lot of the time it seems to be the 4-year-old boys like Colin Bow and Danica Doyle and maybe John Nellan and stuff to row in with in these kind of races.
Okay, the third race in the cards, that's the 5-year-old Geldings Maiden, drew off at 2:30, and there is 22 entered in this.
That's right. Again, over the weekend, I think there was a good few double entered out of this. I think there might be 5 or 6 runners out of this over the weekend. Eamon Gallows has today won, and he was entered in it, so he's gone. Again, plenty of form, loads of good old form in this race. More, a lot of them are after a run. Danica Doyle has a horse in it. Up the straight, he seems to be a good, consistent performer. He's actually been second and third and three or four times in his last few 5 or 6 runs. James Doyle has a horse in it. The future is bright. He was second only beating a short head in a 4-year-old maiden in Mike South in the autumn, and that form would probably see him very, very hard to beat in that race now. So he's the one that I'd probably be picking. Liam Burke has a horse in it. I was second on in Kildallery. He ran very, very well. A big, fine, presenting horse. Gallop all day, inch would suit him. The other horse with a bit of form in it.
Okay, what about the 5-year-old Mare's Maiden? That's the fourth race in the card. You mentioned there might be a divide of the 34 runners.
Yeah, I would think this will probably divide. Plenty of runners in it. Again, plenty of form again to go with in it. Paul Pierce has won it. Arrogant Sue is now. She's after been fourth, after being second on her last 4 runs. She's knocking at the door. She really deserves to win one. She was second in Dungarvan on her last run. Behind Kelly's Quest, she actually looks a very decent mare. She won by 12 lengths that day. And Arrogant Souls was only second, beating a length of time before that, and her Bullock. So she probably likes a bit of good ground. She just looks probably the one in either division of us that you'd be afraid of if you were fencing one against her. Harry Kelly has won in it, and Harry won the Open yesterday, mid of you. And she's after been third twice and second once in my last 4 runs. She'll have a bit of a chance, hopefully. Plenty of form, lots to go on again. There's a few after coming out of it over the weekend. Freely Frock of Colin Bowes is gone. She was second or third up the north. So, again, it kind of depends on the day and what divides into what, but if you were to pick one that you'd like to ride, it would be Arrogant Souls in either division.
Okay, what about the winners of one? Always a very competitive contest around Inch, and we've got 16 entries in this one, James.
That's right, again, biggish field again for winners of one. In the Bulger, I see he has 2 in it there, and it is always hard to beat wherever he turns up. He has a half different spot that was third in the Hunter's Chase in his last run, and he has St. Benedict that won a 4-year-old first time out. Marie Harding has a half, he's knocking the door the whole time. He won his maiden, and he's had been second and third in his last 2 runs, bright or right. After that, then you go down long, there's a half down long further right there. Joey Casey has him, the Ferry Master. Now, he won in Drumahan, won a 5-year-old Geldings on his last run. He looks a decent half. He galloped and jumped very, very well that day, so he'd probably be one to beat in that now.
Okay, what about the Robert Tyner horse there, Detached? You might know something about him.
Yeah, Detached. Again, he won someplace in Limerick in his second last run. Little disappointing the last day he pulled up, but I'm sure there was something came to light after that. He's back in again. He was third first time out the year before, and then he won this year, and he pulled up in his next run. Again, that's not him, so he's a lot better than that. He'll probably run very, very well.
Okay, the final race in the card, that's the 5-year-old Adjacent Maiden for the local runners, and there is 16 also entered in the lucky last.
Yeah, fine entry in the confined. Confined races are a thing that they seem to be kind of being done away with because a lot of people say, oh, that there's no commercial value in them and this, that and the other thing. But confined, like I said yesterday, when I won in the half yesterday, it was lovely to see people knock a kick out of it just to have a winner. So the confines, I love the confines. I think they're great because if, we'll say, somebody has a runner and there could be a lot of people go racing just to see that half. So I'd love to see the confines thing. And you see tomorrow, there's a big, on Wednesday, there's a big entry into 16. Very competitive race. Liam Burke has a mare in it there, Lockadera Flame. She's just coming back off the track. She was second in a maiden hurling her second last run, and she was fifth the next day. in a handicap. James Motherway has a Haas in it now. James Haas looked decent the first day. He was third first time out in a four-year-old race, and he hasn't run since his four-year-old run, and he was only beaten 7 lengths in the Drumahan four-year-old maiden. He'll take all the beating in that tomorrow.
Right, okay. What about the Terence O'Brien horse there, Larcadia? He was very unlucky when falling in Bandon with a mile clear and a four-runner maiden, and unfortunately fell then next time up in Ballyragget as well. He could be due his day shortly.
He should be due a day, Patrick. Like, again, he's in a confine this time round. He's a winner without a penalty, basically, and he was going well again the next day when he fell. Was putting up a clear round again tomorrow, he'd be one that you'd be really keeping an eye on, riding against him all the ways. So hopefully, again, that he'll run well for Towns.
Yeah, obviously speaking on Monday afternoon, there's a lot of rain due in the forecast over the next 12 to 24 hours, but that track in Inch will dry out quite considerably indeed before Wednesday's racing.
Well, I know fairly well, Patrick, because there's only five or six fields between my father's place here at home and Inch Point to Point, and I'm actually sitting in the kitchen here this minute looking out. It's pouring rain, but Inch will dry out our land, and the same as Inch is very, it dries out in a day nearly. So I think the ground was fairly, very, fairly hard there the other day. So it might have to take an all the rain it's after getting. Hopefully it won't get too testing and it'll just provide nice ground for the day.
Hopefully indeed. And there's always been one or two very decent horses have always come out of Inch each and every year. And I'm sure we'll catch up with more from this coming Wednesday, James.
Hopefully. Well, Inch is a great track. It's a fine galloping track. You go down around the bottom bend, and once you turn into, go around the bend below at the bottom, you turn into the straight, you face up the hill over three fences. It takes a good stiff test to have a horse, and they have to jump well and gallop and stay galloping to the line. The best horse will nearly always win an Inch, and it always throws up a good horse.
Always does indeed. 25 years of Inch races. First run back in 1995 and 2019 will be the 25th version of the Inch races, and we look forward to very much with a 1:30 start on Wednesday afternoon. James Hannan, thanks very much for joining me this afternoon, and best luck for the rest of the season. I'm sure we'll catch up between now and the end of the season in Kinsale.
Great, Patrick, no problem. Always nice to be on.
Across East Cork and West Waterford, this is COY 104 FM.